Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is CB and welcome to CB and the Boys. We have a great show for you tonight. Our topic tonight is what are your biggest turn-ons and turn-offs in a mate? So look forward to that. That should be a very interesting topic. We're going to talk about Kevin Samuels tonight and other things that are going on in current events, so you don't want to miss it. So George, without further ado, roll that beautiful green button.
Welcome to CB and the Boys with Crystal, CB Booker, George, Bucky Boy, Homie, Roger Hawkins, and Nene Acosta. Coming live and direct from YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts. Bringing you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun. Every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, prepare to get charged up with a whole lot of fun for Phoebe and the Boys.
All right. And welcome to CB and the Boys. I am CB and got the crew in the house. What is up, guys? Your midweek motivator. What's up, Mimi? Just fabulous, Miss Mimi.
What's up? What's up? I am good, honey. Just here, chilling and illing and willing. Let's go.
Okay. And Mr. Roger Hawkins. What's up, Rog?
I'm good. You know, keeping the pee in it. How's everybody doing?
And George, Biker Boy, Holman. Rev them up, George. What's up?
Deuces. What's up in the house?
All right. Now, our newest team member, Erica Wright, could not be with us tonight, so our prayers go out to her and her family. The AC went out, and you know you got to have AC. So she said it was 80 degrees in her house. So, you know, prayers and our love go out to you, Erica, if you're watching. So definitely take care of my babies. All right. There's so much to get to today. There's so much going on in current events. So let's start off with Kevin Samuels. And people do not know who he is. He was a YouTuber and also a woman basher. He didn't seem to me when I did my research on him that he didn't quite like women very much because he never really had much good things to say. So my mom always said, and so did my dad, if you can't say anything nice about someone, then don't say anything at all. So all I can say is he's died. So there's one less misogynistic, chauvinist, narcissist, asshole pig in the world. There. Boom. I said it. And that's all I have to say. You guys have any thoughts on Mr. Samuels and his untimely demise? I mean, I would
you know
say
what?
Rest in peace, but I can't even say rest in peace.
Well, you know what? Look.
You
no,
can
go
rest
ahead.
In
go
hell,
ahead.
And hopefully some woman, you know, that is passed on. We'll see him and beat the hell out of him for eternity. That's what we could all wish for. Right. That's all I have to say about that. All right, Mimi.
So, this is how I feel. I didn't know a whole lot about him. I did see some of his stuff. And this is the thing. Everybody has their opinions. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this guy had some crazy experiences. At the end of the day, he's just like an actor. He gets on social media and he does all what he does. And at the end of the day, he might have the most beautiful life ever with a loving woman away from all of this. So the thing about it is that I'm not going to judge the book by the cover, by what he does, by what he's done. All I'm going to say is, you know, it's just one less person in the world. Rest in peace. Condolences to the entire family. And for those who didn't like him, you just didn't like him. It's all good. You know, we're not all liked, you know.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. It is what it is. I don't wish nobody, you know, ill, especially when it comes to, you know,
definitely.
Folks passing away. Like, you know, he's dead and folks are still, like, all the women are out now like, fuck him, da-da, he did this, he made me feel like that. Bitch, get a life. You know, I mean, it's all I have to say. You know, I think like the guys do, so, Let me just have a sip of my wine. I'm sorry. I'm killing the drinking right now. This is my drink. Go ahead. Somebody say something.
You check in here without George?
It's really not much to me. I didn't pay too much attention to who. I didn't know him before. I didn't know who he was before you even mentioned it. So,
right.
You know, each his own. It is what it is. Yeah. You know, wish you your best in your afterlife.
I think that's pretty damn funny.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know.
I mean, fair enough. But, in all fairness, like I said before, I knew who he was. Didn't follow a whole lot of this stuff, but in all fairness to both sides, I did spend the past 2 days really, really delving into a lot of the videos, the conversations, and even some of the off commentary by other activists and things like that. And you know, people react several ways. People react. Emotionally or rationally. And so, you know, upon seeing that, I got a kick out of a lot of the interviews and things he did, because I realized a few things. One, his demographic that would call in and talk to him and things, they're all very, very similar. I'm not saying he had, you know, some stars on there and, you know, some celebrities and things like that. Those were, and he was explaining his vantage point, but I think with the particular demographic that he was, you know, approaching, I think a vast majority of what he said was spot on, and I think that's why people are mad. Yeah, he was an asshole. He was smug. He was smug as hell. He was arrogant. He was hilarious because of that. I could definitely see the guy. Yeah, he seemed emotionless and all that, but guess what? I didn't need him to love me. But if you stop and look at the man, woman, whatever in the mirror, sadly, what pisses a lot of people off is he was hitting really close to the mark. He really, really was. And so, but we're looking at the respective subject matter. I don't agree with, you know, some people say, you know, he hated black women. He was married to a black woman. However, that when he married to several, I guess that's his thing. I do feel like if you're not playing ball in that arena, then you shouldn't, you know, make judgment calls on the players. So if he was no longer dealing with or dating black women, I would say kind of be careful about that. Not saying that he doesn't have an opinion, because he's got a black daughter, he's got a black mother, he is a black man. But I looked at a lot of videos. I really did. I don't spend this much time on too much of anything, but because I know I wanted to be as knowledgeable as I could be on this, because mm-hmm. I know it's a hot topic, I spent a lot more time than usual checking it out. And what I noticed in a lot of his videos, on occasion he would say black woman this, black woman that, and I could see how that would be a trigger point. Most of the time he just said you women. Now, the thing about that was people got mad, but guess what? His channel, his platform was for the empowerment of men. It wasn't for women. So women are mad because mm-hmm. he wasn't getting on there pandering to women. Guess what? It's 1,001 people on the radio, on TV, that are doing just that. Go to their channel. Steve Harvey's he's an ass licker like that. There's a lot of people out there going, women are the greatest, women are the most wonderful. And that's fine. Like I said, you know, I think we all love women in that respect. But you get someone who says, hey, I'm all about the uplifting and empowerment of men of value, and people get mad. So I think the reason people were mad is because he really, really was hitting home on a lot of shit. It's just his delivery was pretty harsh. I think a lot of stuff he said, a lot of people think, but they won't say. He just said it because he didn't really have a filter. He didn't care. And because of that, and he knew what he was doing. I will agree with what, you know, Mimi and CB both said. He did it on purpose. Look, shock value is going to get you farther than just being, you know, he could get on there and be like, hey, listen, you guys are all great, you deserve the best, blah, 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 and guess what, he'd have 12 views. But the minute he got on there and said, guess what, I'm going to come hard at the brothers, but then when I send it to the sisters, fix your shit, then it's going to blow up like the Godfather, because everybody's like, wait a minute, how dare he? And I do think he touched on a lot of double standards. Quite frankly, I thought it was interesting. I did not think I was going to get anything but anger out of a lot of the stuff I heard from the guy, but I would have never hung out with him. So personally, I put all that shit aside. But based on a lot of what he said, man, he was hitting the mark. He was, and people can't handle that. I saw video after video. And here's the thing. I saw him destroying some white girls. That shit was beautiful because the privilege comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. So it wasn't just sisters, but the problem was the sisters that call in, vast majority of the time, they knew what they were going to get, yet they called in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that they weren't up to snuff, yet they were going to be. So they wanted to bicker and banter and argue and prove that they could out talking and all that. And he tore their ass apart, and good for him. Because, you know, unfortunately, my sisters do like to think that they can out argue, out talk, and out do whatever. And he's like, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just not going to let that happen. But he wasn't saying anything wrong. If you want a six-figure dude, you got to be a six-figure woman. If you want somebody to the top, why the fuck you think he's got to reach down to pull you up? And, I mean, it was different things like that. So he was really, in my opinion, he was going at a specific demographic. Yes, he wasn't going to sit there and go, no, I don't mean all of y'all. I don't mean 100% because that would have killed his, you know, the shock value, and that would have killed, you know, what he was trying to do. But, again, you know, we are going to take it how we want. So I've asked several people. I've had quite a few conversations in the past couple of days about people. I go, hey, why do you hate this guy? Why did you like him? Or what did you agree with or what didn't you agree with? And I'm like I said, I'm like a lot of people. There are some things I wasn't going to go with him on, but I was shocked to find that a lot of what he said rings true. But it also rings true in the fact that his demographic, he was what was considered like, you know, white collar, you know, a little bit, you know, upper crust, not middle level, not, you know, middle America. Like a lot of us are just blue collar people. He actually is an advocate for the blue collar man. The problem is, he says a lot of people that are blue collar women think they deserve a white collar guy, and they don't. And when he called people on that, they got mad. And the thing is, he gave everybody an opportunity. Hey, tell me what are you bringing to the table? What are your credentials? What is this? What is that? And they would run down the list. And if you look at that old paper and you put that next to my picture, you're gonna be like, get that scrub out of here. But see, if you put it next to a woman, now you got to be nice and you got to be PC. And he just wasn't going to stand for it. So, you know, I had to take my hat off to him for keeping it 100 in that respect. No, I don't like bashing black women like that. But his reality is he didn't like, you know, wigs or hair pieces. Okay, cool. I know a lot of brothers that say that shit. And they broke right now. They broke as hell. But they still don't like extensions. He all natural. That's your preference. I know brothers that date white girls. I know brothers that like Filipinos. I like brothers that like Asian. I don't care. Love who you love, but never disrespect a black woman around me. That's my only rule. Love who you love. Don't ever diss a black woman around me. Aside from that, though, but I'm curious to know why we think he's, you know, like I said, he's just pro-man. It ain't about being anti-woman. He's just pro-man and keeping it 100. And so it's one of those, if I've already made my bones, why shouldn't I exercise my options? Because I watched a lot of videos, I really did, and a lot of those women on there were very, very much saying just that. I deserve this. I deserve that. What about me? And he just kept asking the same question. He was very pro-marriage, which I found interesting. He was very pro-marriage. And for someone who was a complete failure at that and didn't have great relationships,
he was a complete failure at it, huh?
Oh, my man was 100%. He was the Kobe Bryant of losing in marriages. I was very curious. That was kind of a curio to me, but I think he was what, 57, 60, so he was a little, you know, he was in that age group where that's kind of how people define themselves, and I don't agree with that either. I don't think marriage necessarily defines people the way it used to, because you no longer have to have the one income earner, man come home, bring home the bacon, the woman does blah blah. You don't have that anymore. But then there was that was a whole segue also into, you know, a different thought process when it came to the quote unquote partner, or what he says is the white supremacist made up term power couple, just lots of different avenues. You know, I respected a lot of what was said. Didn't mean I agreed. I respected a lot, and I definitely could see where a lot of that was going. And some people just got on there and sadly proved him right. But then I saw a lot of women do videos, and they were in complete support. I'm not saying of 1,000% of what he did, but they were like, he's speaking truth. He's speaking truth, sis. Like, why are you mad if he's speaking truth? You can't, like, one lady, she's a bus driver. You know, she, you know, Kevin, and Kevin was going to hit you the same way. Look, he's going to say, what's your name? How old are you? How tall are you? What do you weigh? What's your career? What do you do? And then he's going to run down the same list of shit that everybody runs down. Now, here's the thing. Nothing wrong with any of that. But you'd be amazed at how many people did not want to say, I'm average at best, I'm below average. And I'm sorry, most of the pictures I saw, the motherfuckers, they were below average. And so you can't talk yourself better. Don't talk yourself into being a 10, Puddin', because you're not a 10. That was all he was saying. He was like, what's wrong with being cool, being pretty, being good enough? You're not going to be great. There's very few percentage in this world that is great. But everybody wants great, but you don't have great qualities or attributes. Why did that make so many of those women mad? Because guess what? Most of them didn't. He had a point. Why would they get mad? And so I just think like he called it, what were we going to say? What was up?
That was, according to him, that was by his own perspective. Just because he thought it doesn't make it law. My thing is this, and what gets me is when, you know, people talk about, you know, women who want more, women who don't want to settle for just mediocre or just settle for something. Think about it. You all have daughters. Wouldn't you want your daughter to have the best of everything? Wouldn't you want your daughter to live comfortably? Wouldn't you want your daughter to have a partner that could provide for her, take care of her, you know, making sure that she's good? So what's wrong with me as a woman wanting those things for myself?
No, there's nothing wrong, and that's what he's. I agree. He agrees. I think we all agree. There's nothing wrong with that. In his words, there is certain criteria that you have to meet to do that, in his words. And I think what he's talking about, so for instance, he has that term, the man of value and things like that, that goes around. This particular type of individual we're talking about is in a certain income bracket. He does do certain things. He does have a certain role in society. It's more to it than just one thing. Yes, everybody wants their daughter, cousin, sister to have these, but this is where entitlement comes off. It's not about wanting. We can want a lot of things. We're talking about when people get on and go, I deserve this, and you haven't done anything to deserve it. And so I think his whole issue, and I'm in agreement with that, I've heard it a lot. Listen, I do have two daughters, and you're right. The thing is, obviously, being the man that I am, I always want my daughter to be able to take care of herself and whatever needs to be done. But if she has aspirations to go higher and higher and higher, she damn well better be able to contribute to the team. I'm not going to tell her it, but also she's learned early from me that you have to take care of yourself in multiple areas. It ain't just going to be this over here and leave these two. It has to be here, here, and here. People don't like to hear that because some of these areas are more difficult for others to work on. Some people don't want to work on their selves personally because you like yourself. Some people don't want to work on their own health because it's too hard. Some people don't want to work on getting education because they're too old or lazy or whatever. It doesn't matter. But I think the point he was making is if you want something that's up here on the top shelf, you're going to pay more for top shelf. Do you go get well liquor and pay the same as you pay for fucking Louis XIII? No, you don't. You're going to pay for that. You know, it's just like the phrase goes. If you upgraded from a Ford Fiesta to a Tesla, nigga, your insurance is going up. So you got to expect to pay more. And that's all he's saying. Like, we can't have bus drivers think that they're going to get limo riders. You can't. I have a limo and you drive a bus. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just saying I have options because of what I've done to get here. And it's just the way of the world. So there's nothing wrong with wanting what you want. I agree. You should always want the best. But I think where he made people upset is when he would say to certain people, listen, I'm sorry, you don't possess the intangibles and the attributes and all that to get this. I'm sorry. And that's tough. And so when he would deal with ladies, they would say, listen, I'm not settling. Okay, and that's a good point, CB. CB just said, why should we have to settle? No, ma'am, you should not have to settle. But flip the script. The person that we oftentimes have on our list of gots and ain't gots is usually oftentimes out of our reach. We just want to believe in fairy tales. If you got this long list of shit, if you can't, in my opinion, if you can't check off everything on your own list for someone, then we don't deserve to make that demand. We don't. Because, yeah, it happens. Fairy tales happen on occasion. People level up. But it doesn't happen often. And it almost never happens woman to man. A man can reach down and uplift a woman easily. Most women, if they at this level, they're not looking down. They're not even looking behind them. They pay somebody else to do this shit. So when you talk about settling, I agree with you 100%. Why should anybody settle if they don't have to? And that's all he was saying. It's just he was straight no chaser. He wasn't sugarcoating and patting people on the ass when he said it. But he said he was saying exactly what you're saying, babe. He was saying don't settle. That means I don't have to settle just like you don't have to settle. But if we're in two different categories, if you're up here, you're settling to come down to me. And it doesn't mean you can't love me, but you're settling. But if I'm up here, I'm expected to uplift you. Double standard. That's all he was throwing out there, double standard.
There were some points I could agree with, but that last one, no. I don't need a man who's up here to uplift me up here. If I'm happy with myself and I can uh-huh. pull myself up, I don't need a man to pull me anywhere, period. I am an independent woman, always have been, okay? Always have been, always will be. Have no desire to be
man properly. So where does the settlement come in?
None of it.
Then why?
I can level myself up. I don't need a man to pull
me anywhere. But you just said you don't want to have to settle, and you don't want your daughter to. So this is the revolving door that we're going through. If you're right,
no.
You don't. I agree.
I'm saying I don't have to settle. What I'm saying is that I don't need a man to do anything for me. I'm saying I want to have a companion, a partner, someone to hang out with, someone I can talk to, someone to cuddle up to on cold nights. I want that, but it's not something that I need. It's not going to make me or break me. I can take it or I can leave it.
I don't think we ever said that, though. I don't think the mention of need came into play. I don't think it was a mention of need. No, I don't think you didn't say it. I didn't say it. It's not about need. See, this is the thing.
Nobody
needs another person prepared.
If a man is up here, he can uplift you up here. What I'm saying is I don't need a man to do anything for me.
Period. Oh, but I mean, if he can do it, that's fine. But if you don't need it, then that's you. But some women do.
That's the only way out. And it's not, you're right, that's you. My thing is this. What in your opinion, because I want to understand, what in your opinion makes someone with another opinion such a bastard because they're speaking their truth? And the thing is, it's been proven on various occasions. So, I guess my thing is it the delivery, or is it just the fact that shit hits hard, no sugar, no chaser, and it's kind of tough to hear that he's speaking for a demographic that's a very small percent of this country. So I agree with I agree that you don't need anybody. That's not the issue. I don't think any of us needs anyone to breathe or to do anything for that matter. I think, like you said, it's nice to have companionship. It's nice to walk through life with someone. Let's put it like this, for the good Christian folk out there, equally yoked. They say it all the time in church and vacation Bible school and shit. So if you're equally yoked, you don't have a problem. But what if you're not? What if one person's up here? So the same thing. I do think that because most of this country, most of us, most of the people that we know are what are considered middle class, we don't even have the same understanding that people that have a certain number of commas in their bank account understand. Now, like I said, I, I've been fortunate in the people that I've met, the things that I've done, and the path that I'm on to start. I'm kind of straddling the fence. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got his bank and shit like that yet. But I'm just saying, you have a different level of understanding because you go, oh, I see why some people have to stay back here and some people get to ride. So I'm just asking, what makes, your personal opinion, I want your opinion, what's the biggest problem you have with him specifically? Not generally, specifically. Is something he said or did that you don't agree with?
just his condescending attitude about it when he said the things that he said. And I understand that is his opinion. And, of course, uh-huh. He's entitled to it the way we're all entitled to our own opinion. Mm-hmm. But some of the stuff he said could be construed as kind of harsh because it just, I don't know, it just didn't make any sense for him to be like that. But, again, it's his opinion. I can't fault him for his opinion, and he's no longer here. So, you know, I'm not going to speak ill of the dead. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
I think with a lot of the stuff that he said, it was probably meant for some women to hear it so they can kind of like look in the mirror and be like, you know what, I know that I'm saying that he's an asshole, but shit, you know, I got some fucked up shit that I need to work on, and he said some shit that really kind of touched me, and now I'm fucking mad, so let me go write this comment about it, fuck you and what you said, and I don't give a fuck about this, and la 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 la. And then they get off the chat, and then tomorrow they go into the hair salon. They're going to do their hair clothes. They're getting a new wardrobe because they're mad as hell that he said all this shit. So he might have uplifted some people, too, you know?
But not if you're doing – I think – okay, so let's jump real quick. I'm going to take a segue. I watched a bunch of videos with him coming at the dudes, too. Don't think I was just watching the ones about the women. So I love listening to it. You want to talk about harsh? Oh, my God. Because as men, we're supposed to have broader shoulders. I should be able to tell George, fuck your bald-ass head, nigga, grow some hair. And George ought to be like, I don't give a shit because, nigga, you look bad in that color. And we got to suck it up because we're men. So the way he came at them brothers, girl, let me tell you. Basically, he was like, get your soft ass up off your shoulders. Make this money. Don't work 40 hours a week. Work 60. He was like, don't even date. You can't even afford to date. Until you 30 and until you got your shit. I mean, he was coming hard. So don't think that this was just for the women. He was dropping and I respect that in the sense that, yes, I'm here to uplift my brothers. But he started this whole thing off by dropping bombs. And everybody was like, well, tell him, no scrubs allowed, no this, no that. Until he said, now your turn. And then everybody was like, hold on for a second, Cam.
is the thing. God must have known that somebody was coming to rip his head off and was like, yo, you need to be flat right now because you're going to come up.
But why are people mad at him for telling his truth? Like, it's like, okay, I get it.
Well,
anytime
that
you
that
have
is the burning question. That's the burning question, and that's fine. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to come to an answer on tonight.
Yeah, no,
so,
we need to move on. My drink is watering.
We're going to have to let sleeping dogs lie and move on.
I thought this shit was funny.
But another big thing that is going on is the possible overturn of Roe versus Wade. Now I can tell you that this is an important time in our country and in this legislature because, one, we saw it coming. We knew at some point this was what was going to happen. So I don't think anyone is in major shock. But the fact that we have to face this reality of where we are in our country right now. And all I can say is they don't care about you. They don't care about us. They don't care. Until one of their mistresses comes up pregnant, then abortion's okay. Then it's okay to get rid of that unwanted pregnancy. So, and they're such hypocrites. They don't care about us.
Yeah.
You know, last time I checked, the government wasn't laying next to me and the twins' dad when we were conceiving the twins. So, as I'm sure, the government's not laying next to, you know, anybody else who's, you know, getting it on. I don't look to my left, look to my right and see a senator laying next to me, you know. So a senator should not have a say in what happens with my body. That senator should not have a say in what happens with this unborn child. Because, I mean, one thing that this is going to do, if they do overturn it, which it looks like they are, but according to an article by Adam McCann, who's a financial writer for Wallet Hub, he wrote an article called States with the Most Unprivileged Children. And in the U.S., nearly 1 in 7 children live in poverty. And according to the Children's Defense Fund, a child is abused or neglected every 47 seconds, and the total cost of maltreatment per year reaches $80.3 billion. And those children are neglected, they're abused, they're not taken care of. Many states have an increase in orphans. And all of those things could have been prevented if someone would have done the smart thing and not had the children that they didn't want. If someone is raped or if someone is in an incestuous relationship with their dad, their uncle, their brother, they should not have to be forced to carry a child of incest. No one should be forced to carry a child of rape. If you're not prepared to be a parent, you shouldn't have to be forced to be one. And those resources are there to help women. Planned Parenthood is there to help women, to let you know you're not alone. You have options. And if abortion is one of your options, then you should take that option. But it should be your choice. No government should govern or tell you what you have to do with your body or tell you what you need to do with your body. I'm very passionate about this subject because I don't talk about this much, but I have had an abortion, and I have no regrets. You know, it happened. It is what it is. But why bring an unwanted child in this world for other people to raise, for other people to pay for if you don't want this child? You know, kids being abandoned, left at the fire station. There's so many things, so many scenarios that play into that, so many different elements that play into that. But now you have the government dabbling into things they have no business dabbling into. And I think a woman's right is a woman's right to choose. It is her body. It should be her decision what she does with her body, period. They have shown that they do not care. They have shown 2,000,000,000% that they do not care about us and how people can still support. And these pro-lifers are out here saying, oh, life happens at conception. Whatever. That child is born into poverty. That child is born to abusive parents. Just because you can have the baby and you have an equipment to have babies does not mean you should. And if abortion is your best alternative, then damn it, take that alternative, period. It is your right to choose, and no one, and nothing, federal or otherwise, should be helping you with that decision. That is your decision, period. You're the one that has to live with that decision. But it is your choice. Life is about choices, and they're trying to take our choices away. And it was also talked about that they're talking about ending birth control. So people will have no choice but to have babies. And that, that is wrong. It's a tragedy. It's crazy that we are back to this. They don't care. They do not care.
The whole system is messed up.
It's not really about caring.
How do you think people – feel about that, that we're born under those conditions that ended up in a successful life. You know what I mean? That would be
that's a tough question.
That's a tough topic to cover
mm-hmm.
when there is success stories from it.
For example,
Jesse Jackson. That's how he got here. His mom was raped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what has he done in society with his life? Imagine if they'd have forced her into abortion, which they tried.
No one can force you into an abortion. It's your choice. If you want to have your baby, have your baby. If you don't, then you shouldn't have to be forced to do something you don't want to do, is my whole point. That's what pro-choice is, meaning that you have a choice to choose if you want to be a parent or you don't want to be a parent. If you want to be an incubator for 9 months or you don't want to be an incubator for 9 months. It is your choice. Life is all about choices. You can either get with this or you can get with that. But it's your choice, and it should be your choice. The government has no right to tell you what you do or don't have to do, period, when it has to do with your body, when you're the one impacted.
The people that make the rules. Unfortunately, you're right, but unfortunately, the powers that be that make the rules oftentimes do that. See, they monetize everything. I mean, I'm not going to try to get all into it and things like that, but unfortunately, yeah, there's a lot of money to be made on every citizen born into this country. And so it's not about your choice or what makes you happy, anything like that. It's about the one percenters, you know, making money off of human life. It really is just that simple. The same thing with prisons. It's modern-day slavery. It's about monetizing, you know, human life. But, yeah, you're right. They don't care. They don't give a shit if you live or die. Matter of fact, you know, to a lot of people, a certain demographic, a dead man is better to them. You know, some people are more valuable for their organs than they are alive. But that being said, if you get issued a Social Security number, you have a policy on you. You actually are literally insured by this country. So, see, it's a hell of a lot deeper than just how you feel about your body and what you want to do. The powers that be, the one percenters, the people that are that high up don't give a shit about your feelings. You're a number, and so are your children. I mean, that's cold, hard fact. And because of that, this is why you get legislation trying to control this kind of thing. If there aren't enough people being born to pay the government's bills, they're going to figure out a way. It's just that ugly and simple. No, it's not right.
Yeah.
But it really is kind of that's really what it is. And so, yeah, I agree. There's no other reason that you can go full circle in 50, 60 years and get back to some shit that was put to bed decades ago. It's because they got to figure out a way to monetize it, you know, to reintroduce more money, more income, cash flow into the system. I mean, crazy, but that's, you know, and I'm not saying that's the only reason. I'm saying that's a huge part of it, though. Look at prison systems, you know. Look, why do you think they care? They don't even, you know, like you say, they don't care about us, but they want us to be born. They don't want to give the people that need this assistance the assistance to have a halfway fighting chance at life. You think they're doing that out of the goodness of their hearts? No. There's a dollar amount attached to your ass and your kids and your kids' kids. It ain't because they love you. You can be homeless and all that shit after that because guess what? What happens when you die? An insurance policy gets cashed in. That's what happens when your family with your job and things like that. So, yeah, as long as you're on record with a social number, you can die in the gutter tomorrow. We're going to collect on your ass. That's why they don't want you aborting kids. One of the reasons. I'm not saying there aren't, you know, pro-lifers and other people out there that have their particular religious views and other skews and things like that. I'm just saying this is one of the bigger reasons, just the actual monetization of every human life. We're valuable
on
at 30
note,
points, not a dozen.
On that note, we need a drink. Mimi, what is on the drink special tonight?
God damn it, I've been waiting for this. Look, I just have to refill my shit with my little side cup because I've been drinking. We got to get to my part of this a lot sooner, like maybe within the first 5 minutes of us getting onto the show because we be talking some hella shit and I'm hella drinking. So anyway, I'm having my little Moscato tonight because I was just in a wine mood. And I started out, it was full, but this is where I'm at. And I promise I won't drink the whole thing tonight. But yes, Moscato it is, ladies and gentlemen. And Moscato goes with any damn thing. Look, I even put ice on my Moscato. And where's my little red straw? I dropped it. Well, I guess I'll have to go look for another straw. But anyway, yeah, that's what it is. Cheers. What is everybody drinking? Let's go. Round the clock. Roger.
I am drinking Taiwanese beer.
Oh.
It's
how does that taste? And she has a straw in it.
Yeah, it is. It's mango Taiwanese beer, and it is, it is the best.
Mango
Taiwanese
beer. This sounds scary.
Okay. Roger, what's going on?
I'm going old school again. I'm just doing a old school gin and tonic. You know, got to keep it light tonight.
Okay. George, what you got going on over there?
Well, you know, I'm polishing off the Stella Rose.
Okay.
Straight out of Italy. It's Stella Rose.
I love it.
The platinum version, of course.
Don't show off. Just put the bottle down. Let's move on.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Cheers, baby.
Bottoms up.
Keeping it clear.
Yep, let's go. Hey, look, and a special hello to Trey Hampton. He's been on here. He sent us a message at 11:02, but we've been going 100 miles an hour. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello to you, too, my love.
Trey's been rocking. What's good with you, fam? Appreciate you hanging in there.
Yeah, we did start off going from zero to death row really quick. So.
Right.
Don't say
we. I was sitting over here like,
hey, who opened?
But there is just so much that's going on, and we needed to put our two cents in because it's such a big issue, especially with the Roe versus Wade thing. And, you know, the controversialness of Kevin Samuels, that was a big thing. So we needed to touch base on a few things before we really get going. So, Roger, what is up in sports? How do you think the Chiefs are going to fare this year?
It still remains to be seen. Like, it's so early on. We've got lots of trades that need to be made. People need to make the teams. I mean, anybody that truly understands football knows this is kind of the beginning of the work year. There's a lot of work to be done.
Can I say something?
Not about the Chiefs, no.
So how about Golden State Warriors have 80 and Memphis has 126 right now as we speak?
What?
I wish I followed basketball like that and cared. I just really don't sort of play. I just don't. I'm not.
I just wanted to put it out there for the people that are listening right now. And you know, I'm watching the game. If Golden State loses this game tonight, they are going home. I'm just like, you know, it is what it is. That's my dude's team. So, you know, I'm over here.
Mimi's kicking in the basketball segment. Hey, where's my girl Amber when I need her? I need my co-pilot.
I just happened to look at the right and I saw the score and I'm just like sick. I'm about to
call
me.
I need my co-pilot.
I know.
I don't follow. I don't. Yeah.
I like her. I really freaking like her. For real. Like, she was on it with the sports shit. I was impressed.
Oh, she totally was.
She had a little character substance
totally
to her. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. She knows. We got love. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Really, I should be asking you, George. You asking y'all any word on whether or not they're trying to move my boys? Because, you know, for those that didn't follow, they're trying to move the Chiefs out of Missouri into Kansas, and that's going to create a whole mutiny. We'll see what happens. I don't know that it'll happen, right. But, you know,
that topic's kind of gotten quiet again.
As it could.
They haven't said much about it lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were just trying to spark a fire, because they know that will. But, you know, they're definitely making some serious moves with this trade. Did you watch much of the draft?
Yeah, I watched the first couple of rounds, and like I said, I know we went big time defense.
For the first time in over a decade, majority of Chiefs draft picks all went to defense.
Yeah, they were defense.
Like all their draft picks, except for like two, maybe three.
We had our first five. But we needed that because we need help. I mean, we got the middle shored up pretty well. But I'm sorry, the Chiefs have not been known for having good corners, DBs, really since like the late 80s, early 90s. I mean, we've had sparks, but we just haven't been known for having that lockdown. So until they get there to complement the offense, yeah, we're going to have to keep putting money into that. I mean, it's just a piece at a time. But, yeah, historically, this year was weird because a lot of defensive players went out. So, yeah, I think we're definitely going to be tough against maybe the run, hopefully against the pass, you know, this upcoming year. So we'll see. As much as I'm not I don't like the Raiders.
We picked up a linebacker that, I mean, he had the sack record in college.
Where'd he go?
And I mean, this dude was just on him. Just on him. When they played his highlight reel, 20 minutes of nothing but sacks, and it was not the same sack over and over again. And it wasn't the same team. It didn't matter who it was. That dude, this boy was killing it. This boy was killing it.
We need that pressure.
You know?
I saw a couple of hometown boys get pulled.
This dude, I can't think of his name, but this kid, man, possibly be the next Derek Thomas.
Don't say that until he starts playing, because when you put people, that's like calling somebody Baby Jordan and all that shit. That's, boy, don't put that curse on him. I'm just telling you, like, some shoes are just really too big to fill. I mean, college is college, but don't slide him into that until he's got to show up and show out, because, man, talking about filling the shoes,
how come they put our new wide receiver in number 10?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the jersey,
I don't think I would have appreciated that.
They asked him how he felt about wearing number 10, and he told him, I've worn a lot of numbers in my time. I said, the numbers don't mean nothing to me.
Yeah, no, that's good talk. That's good talk, but I wouldn't do it. That's really nice, tough talk. But come on, dog, Tyreek Hill. I mean, like, dude, that's not even fair. That's not fair. Again, that's like somebody going to Chicago and putting on number 23. You just, you don't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think if he'd have been here a little bit longer, they might have even retired the number. But,
I can see that. Yeah. But no. Well, you know, the Raiders were looking at Kaepernick. I don't think seriously, but I would have loved to see that happen. They had little talks about, we'd love to sign him, but I don't think they were serious.
And
it would make me respect
that dude is going to go somewhere. That dude's going to go somewhere and sit on somebody's bench.
Okay. No, that's the problem. Nobody's going to take him. That's the problem. I agree he would be
the
backup, but nobody's going
to
pick him up.
The problem is he don't want to sit on somebody. He don't want to sit on nobody's bench. But there's all kinds of people that'll take him to be a backup. There's nobody.
I don't know that they want to upset the big dogs. I don't know if they want to upset the top office. Like the Raiders is notorious for that. They'll take whatever criminal you got. And be like, it's okay. But I don't think a lot of teams want to get that black eye. I'd love to see him play again.
He's been dancing around. Dancing around right now. See, they got all this talk about the Raiders. But you know who was the previous team that they talked about before the Raiders? It was the Chiefs.
Cleveland, I think. The Chiefs, that was never serious. I never took that seriously ever. Never.
He was in the training camp.
I know he's worked out for a lot of people, but
he was working out in the training camp, and they made all this noise about it. But you know, he's just dancing around trying to get some more glory days. You know what I mean? He don't want to sit on nobody's bench, but anybody that takes him is going to put him on the bench, and that's why he can't find no place to go right now.
Well, he should go write a book then. Just go write a book and coach, you know, high school or college or something like that. I mean, and be a public speaker.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right. There's dignity in that.
Anything you said to that, Ross?
What's up? Just really quickly, not so much on the thing, but kind of. Okay, so because I have to I'm working on cutting a few pounds myself over the next couple of weeks. I've been doing what I like to call grazing, and I know some people understand what that is. So what grazing is it kind of helps in terms of you eat frequently, but it's real small portions, real small amounts. So it kind of follows along the lines of when I mentioned like breaking down one particular large meal into two, but I literally mean, and I kind of keep track of calories as well, so like, whatever your daily intake is, and say if it's, 2,500, and, you know, you break it down into really, really small segments, but you can eat 5, 6, 7 times. And I know that's tough for some people because they think they're too busy. They're not, but they think they are. If you just prepare certain things, put certain foods in baggies if you can, or have really small portions. But that's what I've been doing for the, because I got to, lose a few pounds by next week. So I've been kind of doing the grazing effect, doing a whole lot of liquids and stuff like that. And I think it helps in the sense of it's kind of a cleanse, but it's also one of those getting your body, away from all the excess, because America is all about all you can eat and supersize and give me extra and all that shit. So it's interesting when you do an actual real serving or an actual, certain amount, when they say a half a cup or a cup or things like that. But like usually I'm eating, every couple of hours at the very, very least, and so it's going pretty well. But I'll definitely keep you guys up with the progress next week and stuff like that. So just in between the working out, and we'll get back to some new stuff. Like I said, you might, if you can't fast, because a lot of people aren't big on fasting, do the grazing thing. It's kind of like putting $5 in your tank instead of filling up. You still keep getting enough gas to go to your next stop, get enough gas to go to your next stop, but you never run out. But it teaches your body how to not hold on to anything, because you're going to get more fuel. So we're just talking grazing this week is what I call it.
Grazing.
Grazing.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, George, you got any business tips for us tonight?
Don't go broke.
Unfortunately, we don't have any business tips this week. We got a big project thing I'm putting together for next week, and we will continue on with that next week.
And don't go broke.
Don't spend all your money.
Yeah, buy low, sell high. That's real. Buy low, sell high.
Whatever you guys do on the business tip, make sure that your gas tank is full in your car. I don't know how I became a business tip. All I'm saying is make sure that your tank is full.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to tell you.
Yeah, I think 479 for gas. I was not a happy camper. And then in Scottsdale, gas is like $6. I was like, no. I'll be on a bike before I pay $6 for gas. That was just not happening.
It's a twofer. No. It's a twofer.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to go into those party bikes. And still pick up
party
people.
I about to say, like the rickshaw bike type shit. Yeah. Like the rickshaw.
Oh my god! So guys, before the year is out, we need to do a CB and the Boys party bus party from city to city somewhere. I don't know. It could be close, like within like a 5 city. I don't know. I don't care. I think it would be so much fun.
That would be great. Here's the point. We can't come to Atlanta, Mimi, because them crazy sons of bitches just want to kill everybody and rob them, so we can't do it there. Love you, mean it, but hell no.
No. No. I don't give a fuck about Atlanta, my damn self.
I know. We can pick a city. We can do it. Pick a city. I'm down. I'm bartender.
I'll jump on a plane in 2 seconds and go somewhere else. I'm not sure about Atlanta. That whole bus will get held up.
Right. You got to come up off the shoes, baby. Right.
Yes. I need to take all that silver shit off. Take it off, all that shit. Your curls are gone. I might get shaved. No.
Right.
No.
Make a wig out of this shit. Nah, for sure. I want to ask a question. It kind of leads into the subject for tonight, but, you know, I may wait till after the break because it's got to do with news, kind of current events, kind of gossipy, but I got to know you guys' opinion on this, so I don't know if we want to take a break first. Can we come back? I got to ask y'all this shit.
Well, before the break, let me just say the movie that you want to go see is definitely Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse. It leaves you with more questions, but it definitely opens the segue for part three because there's going to be another one. The movie opens up. It goes from zero to death row like in a matter of seconds, and it keeps you glued to the edge of your seat because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's who. You don't know who you're looking at. You don't know if what you're seeing is the reality, or if it's the multiverse, or what's going on. It's an amazing film. The special effects are definitely on point. Benedict Cumberbatch comes back and reprises his role as Doctor Strange. Actually, the whole cast comes back, and they reprise their roles. So it is a great film. So if you guys get a chance to get out and you're looking for something to watch this weekend, I would definitely, definitely recommend Doctor Strange, without a doubt.
Every night, I dream the same dream. The nightmare begins. I did what I had to do to protect our world and control everything strange. Open the doorway between universes. We don't know who or what will walk through it. Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse?
I have had a theory. I believed it was dangerous.
What?
He was right.
That's not mine.
I'm sorry, Stephen. Your desecration of reality. We should tell him the truth.
You break the rules. Look out! I become a hero. I do it. I become the enemy. There's nothing there.
All right.
And that was Dr. Strange. And again, like I said, it's a great film. Out of popcorn bags, I would give it maybe 4 out of 5 popcorn bags, definitely, because it leaves you with more questions than when you first started watching the film. But one thing you have to know, in the multiverse, anything goes. But it's a good film. And you also see the introduction of some new characters. which kind of opens up the portal for the next one. So it'll be interesting to see how the franchise goes, what direction they want to go. But with the multiverse, anything goes. So you never know what you're going to see, who you're going to see. So there you go.
Thank you. I worry for it. My kid went to see it. She liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely holds the attention.
What's up to UA1 Music Ministry?
What up, people?
Yeah, it is definitely a must-see movie, without a doubt. Speaking of must-sees, now it's time to take a pause for the cause, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsor. Roll it, George.
Roll it. Look. We need to fix this shit. Every week I feel the same way. That shit gets cut short. We need to let go to the end of the sentence.
Nope.
Talk to the creator of the video.
Look, let me tell y'all something. You guys
talk to the author and the editor.
I gotta go. Oh yeah, that's the other side of town. Okay, yeah, okay, I can do that. Because I'll be jamming like, yes, like, you guys don't understand. I don't go home enough. So when I hear anything Caribbean, my ass be like, hey, I'm ready to throw down.
Okay.
Okay. That's got nothing to do with CB and the boys. I said it, management. That's all right. I'm going to send a memo over there.
Right.
One love to Mike. One love to my boy, Mike Callahan. I said it, management. He just got over the big C. You know what I'm saying? Like a late bloomer in this damn COVID world, but he just got over
right.
it. And I thank God that he's with us, strong, and getting back into his thing. So one love, Mike. That's
right on.
Yes, yeah.
Stay up.
Well, Mimi, this music break is for you. Here you go.
For me?
Yep.
This woman's a trio, and I'm so curious.
I need some coconut rum right now. Hold on.
Hey,
Let's get together and be
Yes, bye. Thank you, Stevie. Yes.
All right, look. That soundtrack from that Maximo, that's the Estrella soundtrack. Boy, I love that joint. Takes me back. Takes me back.
Oh, yeah.
I love that whole soundtrack.
Yeah.
I was
young.
That was my joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the Stone Ages. No, I got, like I said, I like almost everything on that whole soundtrack. But Max, mm-hmm. you get him going.
That's got to be my favorite Maxi Priest song. I love that song. It's just something about it that just hits you. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I could play the saxophone, I promise you, I would never work a real day in my life. God damn it, I promise you. If I could play the saxophone, I'd be on some corner butt naked in some Timberlands playing my ass off getting paid.
Well, fuck
bad idea movie.
Why can't you not just be dressed nicely?
Bad idea movie.
I said it.
Look, as long as the body is fit, right, while you're out there playing a saxophone and your Timberlands, okay, that's okay.
I'm straight.
I'll be like, oh, shit, okay, let's go ahead and get him a keto commercial.
I just told you, Mimi. See, I'm on my mission for the next 2 weeks. I just told you that. See, I'm good.
Let me know if you need an agent, because I'll put you in a contract in 2 seconds and have your ass over there with Calvin Klein and them doing some shit. Okay. Let me know how much time you need.
Mimi, all of a sudden, her hat, her fedora with a feather, her cane and her coat just came out of nowhere. She done turned into a pimp on me.
I got you, player. I will put everybody's hands on a contract in a second.
Roger, remember, the devil wears Prada.
Hey, you shut up.
Do shit. Absolutely.
I'll put his ass on a contract and have him out there in Vegas on this trip. Shit, we will find the music to play the saxophone, and we're having my on the saxophone playing the front. Look, everybody faking nowadays. That's okay.
Oh shit!
I've been in
Vegas
too long.
For real.
Enough for y'all.
Got to be
like, wait a second. Don't we know you from playing
shout
the saxophone?
Out to Shout out to Freddie Tillis of UA1 Music Ministry. Welcome, Freddie. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We appreciate it. Welcome, welcome.
We appreciate our apologize. I ain't sure which yet.
Well, love, Freddie. Freddie, if you are out there and you from a ministry, sometimes we need a whole lot of little conversation. So don't hesitate to call us and give us a little bit of talk, because sometimes we do stray. But sometimes straying is good.
We
gotta stray so we can bring people back, right? Sometimes we gotta stray so we can bring folks back to where they belong.
Sure. Yeah. All that's lost doesn't mean it can't be found. Yeah. I just came up with that on the fly. I'm a genius, really.
I really like that.
I don't let my genius flag fly very often, but when I do, boom, 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 boom.
It's disoxide.
Mike, we need to write that. We need to write that shit and put that shit in the mirror and repeat it every day.
Mike, drop.
Roger, come back.
She don't even remember what she said. She already forgot it.
It was really dope. She's going to play this video back.
Say it again. Do you remember? Say it again.
One love.
I said, do you remember? Say it again.
No, another time. She don't even know what
she forgot
like.
What she said already.
It's like it was dope when I said it.
Yeah, it was. It was fly when I picked it up. Be all right. Okay.
Sometimes genius is a fleeting thing. It comes and it goes. But
and
it
went.
So who knows?
And it went.
And gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, so are we going to talk about this topic or what?
My sentiments exactly.
Mimi looking at her. Mimi looking at her watch again. Uh-oh. Is that a dangerous alert?
Don't be. No, guess I'm.
What?
No. I'm, what?
Guess what?
Uh-oh.
Guess what?
I'm wondering.
All right. How do you invoke silence?
What? That's not the topic of tonight.
I'm going to get in trouble if I say something. Mm-hmm.
Whose silence are you trying to invoke? You got some shit over there. What's going on?
Just telling a joke.
Don't tell him make this shit a CB and the boys fit. You over there on some shit. What's going on?
Just telling a joke.
That was the joke. You guys got silent. How do you invoke silence? Boom. Did it again. Mic drop. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what you're going through. Anyway.
my goodness.
Next week we're going to do a game show. It's going to be fun. So everybody watching and listening, next week is game night. We're going to do a game show. Phoebe and the boys. I'm going to win, of course, because that's what
dating
I do.
With CB.
All I do is win, no matter what. Yeah,
okay, so did we stray from finding CB Love? Because we were supposed to be doing, we got to have a meeting about this, first of all, because we have to strategize this shit, right?
Right.
We halfway into 2022 now. We got to put that shit in high gear.
Okay, so we're gonna have a meeting between now and next week.
But
so
so here's how we narrow that down. We got to narrow that down by asking certain questions, which is kind of what we get into tonight. You know what I'm saying? So that's a great way to intro that. But real quick, before we get into the pet peeves, I gotta ask y'all. Okay, ladies, what would y'all do? And I'm going to ask you, George, but ladies first. What would y'all do if the person that you were currently with, be that husband, fiance, boyfriend, boo thing, whatever, told you, basically admitted that he still thought about or missed certain parts of his ex, certain things, whatever it was they did, wherever they hung. But if he basically admitted to missing certain things about that relationship, but y'all together right now, how would you respond to that?
I would tell him that he should go back to where from which he came. Because clearly,
I just get
I'm
walk
not doing
forward.
Something
I wouldn't even respond.
Reminiscing about the past. When
I wouldn't even
you
respond.
You got to be on your game. You got to do what that woman wouldn't do and then some. You got to have your own. You got to get on your game. You got to make your man not think of another female, not think of tipping out, not tip of going next door, across the street, down the street, across town. You have to be on your game. You got to hang upside down from a shower rod. Then hang upside down from a shower rod.
I need video of that.
Me too. Because that would kind of be a problem. Can you imagine? You're standing there with a bow around your naked body, greeting your man coming home when he brings friends home. Wouldn't that be some crap? Wouldn't that be crazy?
No, if you were real G about your shit, you'd be like, hey, food's in the oven. I got to go finish this up. And you turn around and walk slowly away. Shit. You don't never run in your own crib. But, George, as a married guy, let me ask you, because it's different. If you're dating somebody, you're like, you know what, that's fucked up, yeah. But the stakes are higher if you're married. So let me ask you, if that would have happened to you, if all of a sudden mama says, you know, I love you, things are good and all that. But, yeah, there are certain things I miss about, you know, Duplicky back in the day and all this other shit. It doesn't matter whether it's physical or not, but just the admission. How would you handle that?
Walk away and go do something else.
For now or forever?
No, I mean, like, go in another room. I wouldn't even respond to that comment. Like, oh.
Really?
Okay. I wouldn't even respond to that comment. I just don't stop my business. Like, I ain't got time for the conversation you about to have.
I've been thinking about this shit for a week. I've been thinking about this shit for a week.
Okay,
let me tell you why.
Hold on. Because I never got the answer.
That's how you do.
The way my shit is structured.
Oh, God.
And I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
That's right. You know what? You bring God into this shit. Please do. Because even God knows what time it is. The way I am structured.
Get ready.
Hey, man, take the skeletons out of the way, man. Look, I'm in touch with my goddamn face. Damn it. Anyway, the way I am structured, ain't no wishing that somebody from prior was doing some shit that I ain't doing. Because at the end of the day, the reason why I am here and he is here today is because of all the shit that you could never get in all the 15 years that you've been out there. So here I am. Here I am, baby. I'm just saying.
So all that to say, she didn't answer my goddamn question. Anyway, my point is, No, you didn't. You said.
That's not happening.
It ain't you said exactly. Yeah, exactly.
100.
It ain't going to happen. You didn't answer my question. My question is, hypothetically, hypothetically, I said, what if? I didn't say, do you think that? I said, but if it happened, what's your response? I don't need to know that, like I said, Crystal swings from the shower curtains and Mimi, you know, does a butt naked two-step on the balcony. I don't really give a shit. That's cool. High five. I'm just saying, what would you do? I need to know what your response is.
All I'm saying is, if that was supposed to happen, it's not a conversation. Because I don't give a fuck what anybody did in your history and if you missed it or didn't. The thing is, if you're going to put yourself in a position where you're going to go out there and get it because you're missing that, then you need to keep going. That's all there is.
I get that that's a version and that's fine. All I'm saying is, okay, so here's where I get it from. So I was reading, you know, every now and then the gossip comes across your news. And so everybody knows who Rebecca Romijn, she used to be Stamos here. She used to be married to Uncle Jesse from Full House. So she's married to Jerry O'Connell now. Is it O'Connell or Connelly? One or two. She's married to Jerry. Literally, they got on like a talk show interview, and she admitted to him that she missed John Stamos. Now, John Stamos was a pretty sexy white cat back in the day. He was kind of sexy, James Dean, Elvis. He was a cool little white boy. But, you know, Uncle Jesse was sexy. But what you can't do, I've been married a long time. She can't come in here right now and tell me. You can think what you want. You can imagine. You can fantasize. You're well within your rights. You can't walk in here and go, yeah, there's certain things I miss about X, Y, and Z, and then think that you're going to wake up tomorrow and shit's going to be sweet. One of us got to go.
Here's the truth.
That means, and I'm going to tell anybody out there who will listen, as a man, to any woman out there, if I get inside your head, I own your ass. Because if I get in your head, I can get to your heart. If I can get to your heart, your ass is mine. And I don't care who out there wants to disagree, because everybody out there that had it done to them. That being said, if I know another man is in my woman's head like that, she belongs to him, and I am out of the picture.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if it's 8, 10, or 30 years later. If it's never admitted, that's different. But she admitted this shit on the air. That's them Hollywood marriages, though, them L.A. marriages. She admitted that shit on the air to her current husband. That's why I asked you, George, because I was like, if your current wife or husband said to you, I miss a lot about
I'm not even going to entertain that conversation. I'm not even going to entertain it with response. I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk away. Because it's going to end up, it's going to end up all bad. All bad.
Yeah, of course.
You know how big, proverbial, entering, responding to that type of comment is the beginning of the end.
Yes, of course.
Making the comment is the beginning of the fucking end. But I'm just saying, you know what?
But it's a good thing. It's a good thing when the comment comes up, because that means that person has been thinking that entire time. To answer your question,
he took the high road. He finished the interview and discussion. But what do you think the look on his face was? Can you imagine the shock and the hurt or whatever? Yeah, you gonna look at me and you know what? And I hate to dredge it up, but it ain't no different than Will Smith being in Tupac's shadow for 20 years. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
If I thought for a second that I was in somebody else's shadow, that to me would tell me, like we said earlier, you really did settle. You really didn't. I'm not your first choice. I'm not what you would choose again if you had to do. That's how I would think, and that's how anybody should think. So when she said that and I read that, I was like, whoa, she got balls like church bells. She couldn't have said that and then gone to sleep in my house. All that, you got to sleep, look, in the car. You got to go to Motel 6. What you can't do is come up and sorry. You've already admitted that basically I was a rebound, and you've admitted that no matter what, I'm never going to achieve the top spot in your heart. Because look, you only got one room in the penthouse. It's only room for one person. Yeah. If that person's already there, you just told me you still think about this cat, and we're married and we got a couple of little kids, man, that's going to be rough. But damn, look, kids, y'all going to go over your mama's on the weekends, because I'm done with this mother. We done. There's no way. It's a deal breaker. So let's get into our subject. Y'all want to know my deal breaker? Say some ignorant shit like that to me and see how quickly the deal gets broken. That's never happened. But it doesn't mean people don't think it, but some things you have to keep to yourself. So people say honesty is the best policy. Fuck you. No, it ain't. Not always. It'll ruin your life sometimes. That's real. I think I'm taking my key and last name back. Fuck you and the boat you rode in on.
You know what? Let me have a sip on that. Like,
you're welcome. Y'all are welcome. Shit. I'm on one tonight. Y'all are welcome. Shit. I'm not joking.
You're so damn brutal right now.
And listen, and I'm not quiet in my house, so if whoever's listening, understand, hear me now, believe me tomorrow, goddammit, I mean that. But I mean, more power to you. You deserve to be happy. If that's what makes you happy, that's fine. So I'm not gonna stop you from being happy 1 second longer. Get those cards.
Where did that question come? The question came from what you saw. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. First of all, I'm drinking. You know, I'm a little tipsy. So, yeah, we can keep it trucking with the rest of the subject matter.
I got you, baby. I got you.
Because that shit sounds so damn fucking personal. I'm like, oh, shit, somebody's going to be on
a sidewalk.
Oh, Lord.
No, I would never. No, I'm not talking shit, but no. To my knowledge, it ain't never been said to me. I'm not saying it ain't never been thought. You know, we all been alive long enough to know that you wasn't somebody's number one choice. I know people don't like to hear that, but you ain't been everybody's number one. But as far as present company goes, if I ain't, you better keep that shit to yourself until the day you die. Because like I said, the minute you say, you know, I could have. Listen, I'm all about letting motherfucking birds spread their wings. I don't care who you are. I'm all about it. Nobody don't want to be kept.
And fly
nobody.
Away.
Some shit's better left unsaid. I'm just letting you know.
South Park, y'all don't know the words to that song.
Oh, girl, you know. Plays the troop up in this joint.
Right.
Y'all know y'all like that video on the top of the roof. With the Gumby haircuts? Yeah.
Right.
Hey, that was the video.
Okay,
one of George.
So check this out. Let's go around the clock. What is your biggest turn on and turn off in a mate? Let's start with CD.
Him being broke. Mm-hmm. Boom. Mic drop.
Okay, so that's the turn off. What's the biggest turn on?
He's gonna be turned off with everybody.
Boom, mic drop.
What?
Wait, what was the turn on?
First of all, hold on.
Wait, I gotta hear it.
She said the turn off is being broke. The turn on is not being broke.
Oh fuck!
Not being broke.
Okay.
But
man, CB,
here's
the
problem. Whether you realize it or not, it doesn't matter if you're poor, middle class, upper class, or filthy rich. Everybody goes broke. Even the filthy rich go broke. They just go broke with more shit. Okay? Going broke is just happens. If you're spending money on a regular, eventually you go broke. Now, staying broke.
Before you marry somebody and cheat on them, you're going to go broke if you're rich.
But staying broke is your fault.
There's
that's a whole different issue.
There's hammer broke, and then there's broke. Now, turn off would be broke. Turn on would be not being broke. So they say money can't buy happiness. Well, I find I'm happier with it than without it. Boom. Did it again. Mic drop. Yes. I'm on a roll. Hold on. Give me my applause.
Find
myself
then.
Thank you. Nice job.
There you go.
Right,
I'm gonna finish this. I'm gonna finish this drink before I come back. I'm gonna sit for a little bit. I'm just gonna sit for a little bit. I'm gonna Netflix and chill by myself.
Don't shoot the messenger. You asked a question, I gave my answer, and it's a truthful answer. Nobody wants to be broke. I don't think anybody wakes up and decides, you know what, I want to be broke today. I don't want to afford anything. I don't want to be able to pay my bills. I don't want to live comfortably. I want to be broke. I don't think you'll ever hear anyone actually say that. So I'm speaking my truth. Just like no one else wants to be broke, I don't want to be broke either. And I don't want my partner to be broke. Not that I'm getting with somebody for their money. But if they want to give me money, I won't say no. I mean, it's a gift. I'll accept. But, you know, I don't want someone that doesn't have anything. They have no goals, no dreams, no aspirations. I don't want that.
I don't have enough time. Mimi, talk to me, sweetie.
Okay, so I'm gonna drift away from money because money comes and goes, you know, like George said, you know, you can be fucking rich as hell and still be broke because at the end of the day, all your shit tied up in investments and shit, and next thing you know, we can't do certain things because, like, I can't make it about money. I'm going to make it about the individual that I'm with and the fact that they make me happy with or without money, because at the end of the day, shit's got to be paid. So we're going to pay shit. We're going to make shit happen together. We're going to do what the fuck we got to do to make all that shit happen. But turn on. Walk in the door. Give me my kiss. Do what you got to do. Jump in your shower. Chill out. I'm cooking. Turn on. It's all turn on. It's just turn on. Just turn on. Turn off. Turn off. Turn on. Let's stay on turn on because turn off. See, I'm a smell person. I love you coming out of the shower smelling like ta-da, because I'm going to attack you. So turn off is just not doing what you should do in the home, away from work, away from everything, not handling your business. That's a mega turn off. But turn on is all that good stuff. Not handling your business, like not making sure that I'm good, not making sure that I'm getting it when I'm supposed to get it at the times that I want it, that I'm going to get it. Because at the end of the day, you're going to get it anytime you want it. So I'm just saying, turn on, smells. Turn off, not handling your business. That's it. That's it. I'm simple. I'm not no, you know, I don't ask for
you
much.
You like people that smell good. You like people that smell good and you're a freak. All right, cool. George.
Shut up, Roger. Well, you know what? Hold on a second. I got something for your stinking ass. There. Time out.
Hey, find the lie. Find the lie.
Hey, look, I'm just saying.
It ain't the ball of you. Find the lie.
I love you. Too.
Oh, you see, that's funny. That's funny to bug. What up, G?
George, let's go. Turn on, turn off. Let's go.
So,
be very careful, George.
It's kind of fair. It's kind of unfair. Just my turn off. It's kind of unfair.
Go.
But I can't help it.
Yeah, asshole.
Because. It's a natural bodily function that happens, and I get it. Women do it. But for a woman to just pass gas like a dude at any time, any place, anywhere.
Yeah. Word, though.
I just.
No. You know what, George? I'm definitely with you.
I've been on this planet for 52 years, and I've never once caught my mother passing gas.
Okay, I got you.
I'm sure she's done it, or she would have exploded by now. But I've never seen it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I've never seen it.
I get that point.
When I tell you that is the biggest, I'm just like, wow. Okay. I just can't.
I can't do that either. I would be the chick that ends up in a goddamn hospital just because I've been holding in stuff. Like I can't do it. I can't see myself doing it. I gotta leave the room.
That's funny because I was raised by women, so I think I observed the same rules in a lot of ways. Like, you know, back in the day when I was dating people and stuff like that, and even when me and my wife got together, it was months or longer. I would never eat at a woman's house. I would never use the bathroom more than just peeing at a woman's house because just being raised by women, like, yeah, some of that shit you just don't do, and it was just one of those, I'm never going to get that comfortable, as people call it, with someone. I just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you do what you have to do. You live together.
Right.
I still am not going to get comfortable enough with just. To this day, I'm not going to be loud, but you'll never hear any of that. And I'm 100 years old. I will not do it. I just don't like it because my mother and my grandmother didn't like it. So I don't like it. Therefore, it ain't like the good old boys club in the locker room. I don't do that shit. I hate it. But again, I've been influenced. So I think that's interesting because.
That's it. I can't.
That was pretty funny.
I mean,
I agree, but
I don't know. I just can't.
No,
that's all I can say.
No, because you're smelling somebody's inside. That's just
when it comes.
Even if it don't
smell, just the sound alone is enough. Like,
so you bigger on the sound. If this slips out, it slips out. But if you hear this shit, you can't take it, huh?
Right.
It's audible.
Again, what the hell? My immediate look is
ew. What the fuck?
I'm just saying.
Okay. That's funny to me. What's the turn on?
Running around the house naked.
All day, every day. All right, cool. There you go.
Cooking, cleaning, working, whatever you're doing, you're naked.
We're so simple, it's not even funny. And this is a good teaching moment, George. Let's teach. because women think they know what sexy is. With look, we love laundry. We love all that bullshit you do. We really do. Heel, all that high heels. Like, the thing is, quite frankly, it's that easy for us. We know that you guys sometimes have body image issues. Now, listen, guess what? I've been fucking you this long. I know what you look like. Bring your naked ass to the dough. And like G said, walk around, do your daily activities. Just do it butt-ass naked. Maybe with a pair of heels on. Just do. I know what you look like. Stop trying to hide. And if you turn the lights out, I'm going to hit you in the throat because I want to see that. And that's what y'all understand. You wear confidence like a suit, and you wear nakedness like a fucking suit. Stop doing that shit. And he's telling the truth. Y'all think we need a whole lot of shit for gifts and Father's Day? For Father's Day, I need you not to put a fucking stitch of clothing on. That's what I need. Everything you do naked. Say good morning naked. Make my goddamn eggs naked. Go get the mail naked. We simple. We are simple. Straight up. He's telling the truth. He's telling God's truth. Y'all don't get that. Fuck the Victoria's Secret. That's cool. Look. If you're going to do a bunch of chores and whatever, you can wear that Vicky's. The thing is, we don't really give two shakes because we try to get what's under it. What you have, we like what you have. It's real. Yeah. And we never get tired of it. That's our favorite TV show, You Ass Naked. That's my favorite show. And play that shit every day. Put the shit on repeat. You're welcome. That's real. I had to amen you, brother. I had to amen you.
Wow.
I love it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wow.
Hey, all look, that's good to know what everybody's thinking because you already know what time it is. I love it.
For sure. Y'all overcomplicate us, believe it or not, because you're very complex, and a lot of times we aren't in certain fashions, but we boggle your mind because we are so cut and dry, it blows your mind that we're that simplex. Look, we are that box of 8 fat crayons. Y'all that box of 64 with the sharpener. But here's what's funny. Yeah. We can still make a beautiful-ass portrait with those 8 colors, and it blows y'all's minds how we do it. And that's something that's going to trip you out for the rest of the night. You're welcome. But I'm telling you the truth.
Hey,
whatever.
I'm telling you,
I could take 3 of those crayons.
They got 64 crayons. They got 64 crayons. We got 8.
We got 8.
And we still got the same amount of colors.
We can make a Picasso. We can. But it's funny because we're simplex. I mean, I didn't invent this phrase.
I could make a Picasso with a pencil and shadowing. Like, I am just like, I'm that.
No, that's not a Picasso, though. Picasso is a different abstract. But what we're saying is the type of colors.
Okay, you know what? It's
going to
be different abstracts just with a pencil.
Right, but that's – I forgot who that was. It wasn't Rembrandt. Anyway, we're like the two-lane highway on the side of the service road. Y'all the highway. But I bet y'all get your ass from KC to St. Louis the same way, even though you on I-70. So it's that kind of thing. We can still get you there. But George is right. Again, he's right. Either be butt naked or wear a T-shirt and no drawers on. You got some action right there. That's how we get down. You ain't got to buy shit. Put my T-shirt on and see what happens. I'm going to show you what you want. Just
<Ew. laughs>
wow. Show you what you want.
That's what it is.
I might come in like a repo man. That's my shirt. Take that shit off. I didn't give you permission. See, that dirty head of yours, like a repo man. Look at me. I'm sorry, Mr. Repo Man. Let me get this. You ain't shit.
Let me start right now.
It's funny you would say that. Hey, it's funny you would say that while we're on this topic. Biggest pet peeve. You know what my biggest pet peeve
okay.
is?
What's that? Wearing your shit?
A woman wearing my clothes.
Come on, George. Come on. Really?
Okay, so I'm going to say something because I got to say something about that. I don't get the concept of that. I have seen and heard of it throughout the years. I've never understood the concept of a woman wearing a man's shirt. Like, I don't know what could be so sexy about that. I've never gotten that in
no,
my
no, no,
head.
No.
I've never done
it. You mean to us? Okay, I'm going to put it to you like this, real plain and simple. Okay, you've all seen the pictures on the movies where the woman goes in there, she's naked, maybe with panties or whatever, but she puts on the man's button up and all that shit, and it's buttoned down here. something super erotic. It's super erotic about that because it's like you're trying to get in his skin. Now, here's the thing.
It is. I just don't use mine.
I was told it's super erotic. Long-ass, lanky-ass shit. Well, I would say the normal person would have to roll your shit up 300 times, but your wife tall and a motherfucker, so it would fit her. It would fit her tall ass because I don't like her no way, shit. But the thing about it is, like, I used to ask that question when I was younger. Like, why do women do it? See, Mimi, you just said it. You guys, you love your olfactory nerves are very, very much more sensitive than ours. So you love a man's scent. If a man has a, you know, we are still very much animals. So think about the animal kingdom and how dogs and other animals use scent to attract mates.
Right.
We do it. We're just not nearly as keen and acute as animals. But when you love a man's scent, you want to put that T-shirt or that shirt on because it smells like him. You feel secure. You feel like he's around. That's why you do it. It's an unusual thing. So if I see you in my shirt, I'm like, you like. And here's the thing. All I see is legs sticking out from underneath it. And all I'm thinking is, oh, hell yeah. She in my shirt. She naked underneath. It's about to be on the swing. It's just what we like to do. It's just very much, it's an animalistic thing. It's animal magnetism. But some assholes who won't let people wear his shit, but
How about we'll get on Amazon.
George, we need to talk more about that for a split second, just for like maybe 1 minute. Why? What is it about her wearing your clothes? Or okay, are you saying her wearing your clothes, like you come home and she wearing your T-shirt and like basketball shorts and cleaning, or are you talking
about
your
whole
shirt,
your whole
seductive
period.
Shit?
Don't put on my shit at all. Don't go to the store in my shit. Don't go to your girlfriend's house in my shit. Don't go to the bathroom in my shit. Don't go to work
really?
In my shit. It's my shit.
Really?
Leave my shit the fuck alone. Because
okay,
when
so
I want to wear it,
okay,
it is
so wait
already
wait a minute. So not even
really?
On a seductive level, like, you know, the big T-shirt with the button down, none of that shit?
Buy you
none,
one.
Just don't wear nothing.
Buy you one. Stay the fuck out of mine.
You ain't shit.
Yeah, all
she
all the time. She puts
shit.
On my jacket.
You know,
she wears my jacket. She wears my shirt.
You realize that, right?
I'll be like, are you wearing my shirt? I just shake my head.
Maybe you do like it. Maybe there's a little freak side of you that you do like it and you're talking about you don't.
No?
No.
Negative.
I guess you have.
Negative. Negative.
So hopefully she's listening to the show tonight and she's going to be like, damn, baby, okay. I know you feel that way about it, so I'm going to start wearing
it. She don't
it.
Care. She don't care. Yeah. I didn't told her. She don't care. She
oh,
would put my shit
look,
on in
even,
a minute
and
walk right
that's
out the
funnier.
Door. She
George,
would put my shit on
like
in a minute and walk right out the door.
That's
and
hilarious.
I just be looking at her like, really?
You ain't gotta, hey, you ain't gotta like it, but I'll see you when I get back. I love it.
Hey.
And the thing is, look, the thing is, we damn sure can't do it in reverse, because if I ever see you wearing anything of hers, you and me going to have a talk behind the building.
Man.
Oh, my God.
If you do, please pull me behind the building. Hit me in the back of the head real hard. Wake me up.
He's just,
like, man, there's something wrong with you.
Oh, that's funny, man. That's mad funny.
Ain't none of my brothers cross dressing. I swear to God, I look. I'll come to y'all. My damn self with a baseball bat. Wake your ass up.
Look, I got three sisters, and I got. I mean, honestly, my kids, believe it or not, don't wear my stuff as much as like my youngest daughter does a little bit, but. I grew up with sisters and all that. I'm so used to my shit not being able to be found. It's not even funny. You just get
aww.
Used to it. You get used to it, you know. And my girlfriend in college, we were the same height, wear the same size shoe. I literally would come home. I go by the drive by the court. She'd be hooping in my shit. My girl in college. I'm like, damn, I can't even hoop because she got on my kicks.
Wow.
I mean. Yeah, it was bad, dog. It was bad. Yeah, she was from Iowa, black girl. She was from Iowa, so you do the math.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, that's funny.
It is.
CB, say it. You thinking it.
What?
Say whatever the hell you were thinking, because you're thinking about
something.
Nah,
you ain't
just trying to stay in that chair. She's over there, white girl wasted. She's been drinking that Taiwanese beer.
That
over there, white
beer.
Girl wasted right now.
Hey, it's sake in that shit.
I am
somebody
not
bringing
me.
Oh, you.
Here's CB's next drink right here. Here's CB's next drink.
You know.
Hey, that's a deal maker, not a deal breaker. That's a deal maker. She's talented. She's trying.
George, time out.
George, in time.
2 seconds, time out.
Oh my.
That's funny as shit.
I love it.
Oh my God. What is wrong with y'all, man?
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. Got to be more careful.
You just
grab the reel. Oh.
7 minutes.
Seven minutes.
Cadillac of pressure.
Well, in answer to what you guys are saying, like, what's a turn on for me? Guys in earrings,
yes,
such a turn on.
And
ew. Tattoos are also a turn on. I love tattoos. I love tattoos.
Girl,
and guys in earrings. Those are like major turn ons for me.
I bet you say that to all the guys.
And earrings, yeah. I tell them they look good. It's
wait,
something
wait,
about
what?
A guy in earrings. It's sexy to me. It really is.
I think that was sexy to me when I was in my 20s. But then after that, it was just like, okay, dude, take it off. Like, you're over, it's overrated now. It's like, ugh.
No,
if you got some old dudes, them old niggas wearing, listen, if you got an old dude wearing a backwards Kango with one big-ass hoop in one ear, yeah, he does need to kill that shit. You know who that is? Michael Jordan. I said it. He's richer than me, but he can't whoop me. That's horrific. Anytime you see a man with his Kango backwards, he's just screaming, I'm a fucking old dude. Guys,
don't do that.
I don't
go for guys in Kangos, period. I didn't go for them when they were hot, and I definitely don't go for them now that they're not. So I just earring concept. A guy in an earring to me is just really sexy.
Right,
really sexy. And I like tattoos because I believe in, you know, people being able to express themselves and to mark your body. You know, I want to get more tattoos. So I like,
so let me ask you a question. Do you like the skinhead? Do you like the skinhead type tattoos so you can barely see yourself?
Huh?
He's talking about
here it is.
Full body. Full body.
How far do you like tattoos?
I like it like on the chest, maybe the arm, you know. It doesn't have to be something that just jumps out at you, but something that, you know, in the bedroom and you disrobe him and you see his body is just a work of art. I love that. Something about that is just so sexy. You just want to lick it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
How about those Chiefs?
The hell you over there drinking?
Yeah, you so right, boy. You so right. Okay, I like it. Damn. She just said, look,
she likes the Tom McDonald type.
I mean, listen, it's good to know
but
what you like.
You like the Tom McDonald type?
Who's Tom McDonald?
You ever heard the rapper Tom McDonald?
No. Who's he?
Right, come on, George.
Is he cute?
I have to show
him to you. Is he cute? Wow. Chances are, you heard of me way younger than us. How about that?
He can be cute with tattoos, and he can be a freaking woman beater and a killer.
Or he can wear a Brooks Brothers suit, not have any of them, and do the same thing.
So just because someone has on tattoos doesn't necessarily mean that that's what their MO is.
That's right.
No, no, I didn't say that. Turner didn't have no tattoos.
And he had a mean white hood.
You can judge a book by its cover. If you were passing Ted Bundy down the street, you would not look at him and the first thing you thought, oh my, he's a serial killer. Because he looked like the average guy. You know, handsome, successful. But, you know, evil comes in many shapes, many sizes. And just because someone has tattoos doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they're of that mindset.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you.
It says a lot of
So anyway, guys, look, we have 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes to our show on Blog Talk, so I just wanted to put it out there since I know it's going to take a couple minutes for us all to like be like.
Oh, I love when they get gone, baby.
Look, so we got 2 minutes, so I'm going to say one love, God bless. To all our, you know, listeners, viewers.
Hold up your bottle, Mimi. Hold up your bottle.
See you guys next week. See, it still is half because, you know, I said I was going to leave it that way. So, Moscato it is for the night. I look, Set on roll, Moscato. It was so good. So, one love, God bless, and see you guys next week.
All right.
Let's get together. Be alright.
Hey. Yes.
All right, everybody say goodbye. Ross.
Goodbye. Mal, how's y'all next time? Party buster.
Yes.
Party buster.
It's been fun. It's been real. Peace, love, and head reach.
I thought he was going to say, it's been real fun. That's a good one. You got it. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. You have been listening to CB and the Boys. We come to you every Wednesday for your midweek motivation. So hopefully tonight you got motivated. Hopefully you had fun. Hopefully you had laughter. Hopefully you had laughter, fun, and a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of laughter, which is what we provide. Hopefully you got enlightened and motivated. So we come to you every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. Pacific and Mountain. So we'll be back next week for more fun, surprises. You never know what we're going to do. You never know what we're going to say. And also hopefully next week, Erica Wright will be back with us for the right recipe. So look forward to that. So we will see you guys. Also, shout out to my favorite group, BTS. They have a new album coming out June 10th. Look forward to that. But turns out it's a greatest hit album. So I guess they're at the point in their life, at the pinnacle peak, where they can do a greatest hit. And so that's what they've done. So look forward to that. It should be interesting. No, actually, they've been out since 2013. Since June of 2013 is when they debuted. So they have a lot of music. They have a lot of content. So everyone, check out BTS. That is my group. So to take us home is Jimin's new original soundtrack to the show, the Korean drama, Our Blues, which actually is pretty good. So if you guys like K-dramas, definitely it's one to see. But here is Jimin with Ha Sang-un and With You, Without You. So here we go. We'll see you next week.
We're talking about squirting next week.
What?
Excuse me?
We're talking about squirting next week. I holler.
Oh, my Lord.
I didn't stutter, goddammit. Y'all heard me.
We're doing a game show next week, so everyone get prepared for that. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a meeting and decide what game show. But But we're definitely doing the
intro.
It's
like,
fun.
What's it about?
I didn't stutter.
Let's go.
It is going to be fun. So everybody enjoy. Don't forget to go to our YouTube, like us and subscribe. Don't forget to check us on Blog Talk, like us. Don't forget to go to our Facebook, like us and subscribe. Check out our website, cbandtheboys.org. We've got a lot of things coming up this year. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much for rocking with us, and we will see you next week. And to take us home, here's Jimin and Without You. Bye-bye.
I wanna be with you, and I wanna stay with you, just like the stars shining bright. You're the only one more right here beside you. I'm here, walking wherever you go. Yeah, more.